exchanging textiles, armory, luxuries, and alcohol for slaves. The slaves were local criminals, misfits, debtors, or increasingly, those randomly kidnapped from neighboring tribes. The journey across the Atlantic lasted several weeks and was a desperate passage. Frightened Africans, torn from home and family, were crammed into the bowels of a ship where overcrowding, lack of ventilation, insufficient nutrition, minimal toilet facilities, and constant seasickness made for appalling conditions. For the white merchants, very aware of how numerically outnumbered they were, mutiny remained a constant fear, necessitating brutal means to keep their cargo in check. Manacled and beaten, the slaves cowered. But it was disease, particularly dysentery, which posed the greatest threat. Once fully at sea, the slaves were allowed time on deck to help minimize the threat. Those showing even the smallest symptom of contamination were immediately thrown overboard. Commercially, it was vital that as many slaves should arrive intact as possible. Once at their destination, the slave faced an uncertain future. Those fortunate to be sold to a good master found themselves in small holdings in the southern colonies of British North America, where lighter work, combined with better food and provisions,